Why are smart businesses graduating to NetSuite by Oracle? Because NetSuite eliminates the expense of multiple business systems by consolidating your operations together into one. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one platform and one source of truth. NetSuite reduces IT costs because it lives in the cloud with no hardware required, so you can access it from anywhere. You cut the cost and headaches of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. Bringing all your major business processes into one platform improves efficiency, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. You'll see how you'll profit with NetSuite too. And now, by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Just go to netsuite.com/podcast25 for more information. That's netsuite.com/podcast25.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, where making you better at business is our business every single day with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online over at 100mba.net. And today's episode is a must-read episode. In our must-read episodes, I share with you a book that has greatly influenced me as an entrepreneur. I share with you its insights and why you should read it too. Today's must-read is Grit by Angela Duckworth. I heard a lot about this book before I read it. There was a lot of buzz around this book this year. In fact, it was named one of the hottest books on Amazon by Amazon in 2016. The subtitle of Grit is The Power of Passion and Perseverance. And this book covers some really interesting topics to entrepreneurs. One is, what makes you successful in business, in life, in general? Is it talent? Is it intelligence? Is it upbringing? Or is it grit? That motivation to never give up. The other thing this book really explores is, what is grit exactly? And how do you build grit? As you'll learn in today's episode, grit is a huge factor in success, and you're going to want some. There's so much I want to cover in today's must read, so let's get into it. Let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by TopTal. If you're looking for a developer or a designer for your next project, you got to go with TopTal. Why? Because they find you the best of the best for your project. That means you don't have to sift through CVs and look for the best candidates. They do it all for you. They present you the best candidates for your project, and all you got to do is interview them and hire them. And get this, TopTal really believes in what it can do for you, that they're giving every listener a 14-day risk-free trial. That means you can give them a try for 14 days. You don't pay a dime for the first 14 days with your hire to make sure that that hire is right for you. Just go to 100mba.net/TopTal. Again, that's 100mba.net/TopTal. In essence, this book, Grit by Angela Duckworth, is all about what makes people successful. What makes people successful? What's that X factor that really differentiates them and allows them to do much better than others? This kind of answers that question. Can anyone do it? Can anyone be a great entrepreneur? Or are we predisposed to it? Now, Angela, in this book, really gives some really strong arguments that it has nothing to do with your talent, has nothing to do with how well you're educated or how intelligent you are. Anybody at any starting point, if they have enough grit, can be successful. In fact, she runs so many studies to show you that people that should do well, people that have the tools, don't do well because they don't have grit. They don't have high grit scores, and she has a scale for that. But those who do well may not necessarily be the most intelligent or the most talented, but they are the grittiest. And this is across the board, whether we're talking about sports, business, health, or cadets at West Point. So one of the things she first addresses in the book is, what exactly is grit? How do you define it? And she says it's not just about perseverance. It's about passion and purpose. You got to really love what you're doing. And the reason why you got to love it is because you got to be able to stick to it long enough to get good at it. If you're switching from one thing to another year after year, it doesn't really allow you the chance to develop the skills you need to be successful at it. This reminds me of the book Mastery by Robert Greene, where he studies all the masters in all their fields, whether a master pianist or a great athlete like Kobe Bryant in basketball or Michael Phelps in swimming. All these greats, all these masters put in a whole lot more time than those who are just good. The difference is something like 2 hours a day versus 8 hours a day of practice or, you know, rehearsal or whatever it is. So if you don't have that passion, that love, you're not going to go at it really strong consistently and really having that longevity. The other component that goes with passion is purpose, and this makes up grit. Again, passion and purpose. Do you feel like this is your purpose in life? This is your calling? This is your way to kind of leave your mark on the world? This is some pretty deep stuff, but it really matters. Whatever you're doing in business right now, whatever you're building, do you feel you have a purpose? Or are you doing it just to make money? Or are you doing it just to be famous or whatever? Is it your calling? Do you feel like this is where you're going to make your mark on the world? If you have those two, you will have grit. You will feel like you got to keep going. You got to keep pushing, even when things get tough. And that's what she talks about. If you don't have grit, when things get tough, you let it go. You don't really go on. You give up. Those who don't give up have grit. It's not just those who give up are unsuccessful. They give up because they're not gritty. And just to further clarify, she talks about passion is internal motivation and purpose is external motivation, doing things for others in the world. If you have purpose, she says, you can persist even longer. Why? Because some days you're not going to feel it. Some days you're not going to feel passionate. Some days you're not going to feel like doing what you have to do. Hey, I'll be completely honest. Some days I don't feel like recording the podcast. Not that I don't like the podcast or I'm not passionate about it. It's because I'm tired, because I do it a lot, because I've done over 800 of them. But because I feel like I have purpose, the reason why I'm doing this is greater than just myself. I want to leave a legacy behind when I'm all said and done. That allows me to just push myself to do it even when I don't feel like it. In this book, I was really reassured because Angela really focuses on that's how you get grit. You do things when you don't feel like it. It's like a muscle. It's like going to the gym when you're tired and you just feel like vegging out in front of Netflix. And every time you're faced with that challenge, you're faced with that kind of resistance, oh, I don't feel like going to the gym, and then you go anyway, it gets easier and easier because you're getting grittier and grittier. The same thing goes with business and in life. That's how you build grit, is that you take it head on, that you persevere and you keep going forward even when you don't feel like it. That's the point. You're not gritty if you just do things you feel like or only do it when you feel like it. That's the point. Do it even when you don't want to do it. Another thing that you would really enjoy in this book is it's very inspirational because she shows you with science that if you are, you know, passionate and you have purpose and you persevere and you have grit, that's more important than talent and skills. You could teach people things. You can learn things, right? But you can't make somebody do something. You got to make yourself, right? You got to do it yourself. And example after example, she shows how grit trumps skills and talent every single time. So if you ever feel like, oh man, I don't know if I could do this, if I'm smart enough, if I'm talented enough, there's so many smarter people out there, know that that doesn't matter. All matters is how gritty you are. If you could persevere, you can make it. Another great takeaway, and probably my favorite takeaway of the book, is that she illustrates in the book that greatness and high performance comes from doing mundane acts. This reminds me of Arnold Schwarzenegger's autobiography, Total Recall. I did a must-read on this book. And one of the things he iterates over and over in the book is you just got to pump it out. You got to just do rep after rep after rep. Reps, 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 he says in the book, right? And that's not sexy. That's not exciting. It's mundane. But putting in the work is what makes you successful. Putting in the work is what makes you really a winner in your field. Like in the podcasting world, I look at somebody like Jordan Harbinger from the Art of Charm podcast. He's somebody I really look up to in podcasting because he has that grit. He's been doing it for 10 years. He's been podcasting for 10 years. 10 years ago, people had never even heard of podcasting, but he was there at the start. Day in, day out, week in, week out, month in, month out, you get the point. Year in, year out, he was working on his skills as a podcaster. And a lot of that is not really a lot of fun. It's not really, you know, excitement. It's the same thing over and over until you refine that skill. his skill being interviewing, being an insightful listener, asking insightful questions to his guests. And he has some really high-profile guests, and he's got to be able to seize the moment with them. And he's able to do so because he put in all those reps throughout the 10 years he's been doing it. Of course his show is a success. Of course he's doing great. Of course he's one of the best podcasters out there. So keep remembering that. What makes you great, what makes you a high performer, what makes you the top of your field is not some special little gift. It's doing mundane acts over and over and over until you become a master. And this leads you to another takeaway that I got from the book is that grit is really not about intensity or how intense you work at a time. It's about stamina, how you can endure the work day in and day out and keep doing it. Those who stay consistent and don't give up, those are the ones that make it. It's not about, you know, working hard for 3 days in a row and not working for the rest of the week or not working for the rest of the month. It's working at every day, every month, every year, knowing that this is long-term, that this is a journey. And one big takeaway I want to share with you is she talks about failure, how gritty people deal with failure really determines their success, how quickly they pick themselves up and keep going. You see, we're all going to have our bad moments in business and in life, our failures, our times we wish we didn't have to live through, cringe-worthy times, right? This is going to happen. This is inevitable. We all have to experience this. How we deal with it is really what defines us as an entrepreneur, as a person, as a successful person. If we spend too much time, you know, dwelling over it and really beating ourselves up, we're really going to be asking for trouble. We're really going to deter ourselves from success. Instead, we got to really just learn from it. Acknowledge the fact that you failed or you had a, you know, bump along the road. Sometimes it's not your fault. And just say, hey, you know what? This is what happened. Why shouldn't have this happened? How can I prevent this from happening again? Learn from it. Be positive. Pick yourself up and keep moving forward. Be strong about it. Don't let it slow you down. Don't let it pull you down. How you deal with failure is really a good measure of how successful you're going to be. Guys, I got more on today's must-read, Grit by Angela Duckworth. But before that, let me give love to today's sponsor, TopTal. With TopTal, you can hire the best developer or designer with no headaches whatsoever. You see, TopTal only hires the top 3% of talent out there. You tell TopTal what you're looking for, your budget, and they go out and find the best candidates for you. They present you the best candidates for you to interview. You interview them, and the rest is taken care of by TopTal. We use TopTal. We absolutely love them because they find us the best candidates for our business. And TopTal wants you to give them a try, and they're giving a special deal for listeners. They're giving a 14-day risk-free trial. That means you can hire somebody up to 14 days and see if they're a good fit. If they're not, you don't have to pay a dime. If they are, you get an amazing candidate. Just go to 100mba.net/TopTal to hire next developer or designer. Again, that's 100mba.net/TOPTAL. To wrap up today's must-read, Grit by Angela Duckworth, my advice is to pick up this book and read it. If all the reasons I gave you today, all the takeaways I gave you today, aren't convincing enough, then maybe this last one will. After reading this book, I really felt very empowered as an entrepreneur. I really felt I had more power over my success. See, most of us, we don't realize how much power we have. I really felt like if I was gritty, if I really worked hard, had that purpose and passion, then those worries of am I smart enough, am I talented enough, just kind of fade away. I know it's not as important as being as gritty as she explains. I know people say that there's luck involved or you have to be in the right place at the right time or the circumstances you're in. But as you read the book, you realize those circumstances are one thing, but what you do with them, do you have enough grit to actually do something with them? You still have to do something with your circumstances. I mean, how many people have we read about that had millions of dollars, whether athletes or lottery winners, waste all their money? They had all the money they can actually imagine and can really start a whole new life, but they didn't do anything with it. In fact, they wasted it away. So what you do really matters. Take control and pick up this book. I do have to say, though, you're going to have a bit of grit while reading this book. Angela does this on purpose, is my opinion. She gives you countless example after example every time she's drilling home a point. Story after story, test after test, case study after case study. And I think the reason why she does this is to drill it home. Hey, these are facts. You can do this. Buckle down, persevere, and these results can be yours. So keep that in mind when reading this book. Thank you so much for listening to the $100 MBA Show. If you love today's episode, let us know in an iTunes rating and review. We would love to hear from you. Everybody who leaves us an iTunes rating and review enters our weekly random draw to win a free ride, a free lifetime membership to the $100 MBA training and community. It's our way to say thank you for giving us love on iTunes. All right, that's it for me today, guys. But before I go, I want to leave you with this. I believe that Grit will be my last business book of the year. I might be finishing some other books that are not so business related. One of them is Bruce Springsteen's autobiography, Born to Run. I'm looking forward to that one. And just giving my brain a little bit of break from the business books. But in a couple days, this Wednesday, I'll be sharing with you the top five books I read this year in 2016. I think I tried to count them, and I think I read around 27 books this year. Which one were my clear top five and why? Join me on Wednesday, and I'll share that with you. Can't wait for that. I'll see you then. Take care.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.